After the second day of watching the routine of the office clerks, the changes of the railway guards, the arrival and departure of visitors to the office, and other matters of importance to them, Egger finally looked up the iron staircase to the office and announced, "It's bloody murder. She's too wide open. What's your pogue up there, anyway?"
"Two keys."
"What two keys is that?"
"Two keys I happen to want," Pierce said.
Egger squinted up at the offices. If he was disappointed in Pierce's answer, he gave no indication. "Well," he said in a professional tone, "if it's two betters you want, I reckon they're in that storage room." He nodded, not daring to point a finger. "Just past the space for the clerks. You see the cupboard?" Pierce nodded. Through the glass fronting, he could see all the office. In the storage area was a shallow, wall-mounted, lime-green cupboard. It looked like the sort of place keys might be stored.
"I see it.
There's my money, on that cupboard. Now you're cool, she has a lock on her, but that'll give us no great trouble. Cheap lock."
"What about the front door?" Pierce said, shifting his gaze.
Not only was the cupboard inside locked, but the door to the suite of offices, a frosted door with SER stenciled on it and underneath Traffic Supervisor Division, had a large brass lock above the knob.
"Appearances," Egger snorted.
"She'll crack open with any cheap twirl to tickle her innards. I could open her with a ragged fingernail. We've no problems there. The problem is the bloody crowds."
Pierce nodded, but said nothing.
This was essentially Egger's operation, and he would have to figure it out. "The pogue is two keys, you say?"
"Yes," Pierce said. "Two keys."
"Two keys is four waxes. Four waxes is nigh on a minute to do it proper, but it doesn't count cracking the outside or the inside cabinet. That's more time again."
Egger looked around at the crowded platform and the clerks in the office.
"Bloody flummit to try and crack her by day," he said. "Too many people about."
"Night?"
"Aye, at night when she's empty, and a proper deadlock. I think night's best."
"At night the crushers make rounds," Pierce reminded him.
They'd already learned that during the evening, when the station was deserted, the policemen patrolled it at 4 or 5 minute intervals throughout the night.
"Will you have time?"
Egger frowned and squinted up at the office. "No," he said finally. "Unless..."
"Yes?"
"Unless the offices were already open. Then I can make my entrance neat as you please, and I do the waxes quick-like, and I'm gone in less than 2 minutes flat."
"But the offices will be locked," Pierce said.
"I'm thinking of a snakesman," Egger said, and he nodded to the supervisor's office.